Poetic Summary of Berlin Alexanderplatz, The Story of Franz Bieberkopf. German Title: Berlin Alexanderplatz, Die Geschichte vom Franz Bieberkopf. Original written by Alfred Döblin. The novel chooses a non-chronological order of events. It mixes styles and perspectives, creates sounds and music, and uses different slangs. The story takes us to the working-class neighborhoods near the Alexanderplatz in Berlin. We are in the late 1920s, and we follow Franz Bieberkopf, a slow-witted proletarian. Out of jealousy and with a cream whip, Franz Bieberkopf had killed Ida, his mistress. Bieberkopf is now released from jail, and he wants to start over again, get a job, and live honest. He does occasional jobs, sells newspapers like the Völkischer Beobachter, a Nazi pamphlet. He spends his evenings in bars around Alexanderplatz. He meets Otto Lüders and Lina, his new girlfriend. On Plädling, he meets a widow whose husband he resembles. He later tells Otto they had sex. Otto visits her the next day, but she rejects him, so he robs her house, leaving Bieberkopf in distress. Franz recovers from the blow. He meets charismatic Reinhold, a member of a burglar gang. Franz does not want to be his lookout. Angry Reinhold pushes him out of the car, nearly killing him. Bieberkopf's old friend Herbert, a pimp, brings him to a doctor who has to amputate Franz's arm. Bieberkopf keeps quiet about everything. He's covering up the crime and doing nobody harm. Back in the bars of Berlin Alexanderplatz, Franz Bieberkopf decides to skip his good resolutions. He works as a pimp, and with Mietze, his prostitute, he sinks deeper in a loose life and its disillusions. Reinhold still has a drawing power over Franz Bieberkopf, who invites him to hide in his home so he can watch his intimacies with Mietze, but that night it comes to a heated argument. Now Reinhold decides to take 20-year-old Mietze away. He kills her and buries her in the woods. Bieberkopf is approached by a policeman and shoots at him. He's brought in and refuses all foods. Half-famished, he is transferred into lunatic asylum Bruch, while Reinhold is charged with murder. Franz Bieberkopf is not charged with killing the girl. A spiritual encounter with death is his life-turner. He is released from the lunatic asylum, another chance for his life, a new beginning. He visits Mietze's grave, takes on honest work. His future, like daybreak on the horizon, it is glimming. Berlin Alexanderplatz tweets: Franz Bieberkopf, a vigorous dude, released from prison, new life, not good. Epiphany inside regret, new day, new game, new luck, new bet.